I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city of Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye are all this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest doth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which were there bound unto Jerusalem for to be punished. And it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell unto the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light, and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for bringing us to this passage tonight. And I pray that you'd first help me to accurately deliver your message to your people. Lord, I don't know what's going on in the lives of this group of people tonight, but you do. And I pray that you would touch our hearts, help us to see the things that you want us to see. Lord, help us to be tender to your Holy Spirit. We thank you for that. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul is speaking to the Jews that are wanting him dead.
That's right.
So he gives his testimony of his conversion that is actually first recorded in the 9th chapter of Acts. He actually does this several times where he shares his testimony. Brother Tommy mentioned that this morning. I was hoping he wasn't going to get started on my message, but he does this for two reasons. One is to point other people to Jesus.
Amen.
But also to explain why he is different. All these people he's talking to remember him when he was killing Christians, persecuting Christians, putting them in prison. That's how they remembered him. He alludes to that as he gives his testimony right here. We just read it. Telling your story is an effective way to share the gospel with somebody. People can argue scripture, but no one can argue a changed life.
Amen.
Saul, which was his name, B.C., I like to use that acronym because it stands before Christ.
Yeah, that's right.
That was his name, before Christ. He was on his way to capture, in prison, and possibly even kill some Christians when Jesus stopped him dead in his tracks. Mm-hmm. I find it interesting how that many religions today, they're so violent to those who don't believe the way they believe.
Yeah.
The truth is, sometimes you and I might even get a little aggravated with people that don't believe the way we believe. What we have to be careful with is that we don't get in the flesh and get mouthy,
yeah,
insultive,
right,
or even violent.
Right.
That's not godly. That wasn't the way Jesus operated.
No, sir.
In fact, that's one real good way to find if it's a cult.
Mm-hmm.
Because that they actually teach that that's what they're supposed to do. As annihilate those that don't believe the way we believe. The Catholics did it. Islam is doing it.
Yeah.
Others. But Paul is now preaching about Jesus and suffering greatly for it. Remember, he was killing, in his terms, people that were about that way.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about believers in Jesus. He persecuted them. Now he's preaching about that man named Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 7, Jesus speaks. Paul says, I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Jesus accused Saul of persecuting him. Now Jesus wasn't there. Saul wasn't trying to persecute Jesus. Saul was trying to persecute people who believed in Jesus.
Amen.
He was, in other words, he wasn't focusing on Jesus. He was focusing on those people. Right?
Right.
Yet, Jesus said, you're persecuting me. In Matthew, turn there if you would, Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. Jesus again is speaking here. He says, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungry, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? And when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, get this, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Saul was trying to persecute Christians. Jesus said right here in Matthew, he said, when you reach out to help somebody that's in need, you're helping me.
Okay.
Here in Acts, Jesus said to Saul, in essence, when you're hurting Christians, you're hurting me.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
When we turn our heads away from those who are in need, we're turning our head away from Jesus. When we reach down in humility and help a fallen soldier, another Christian, back up to their feet, we've shown kindness and love to Jesus.
Amen.
When we forgive that person who has hurt us, we have shown love to Jesus.
That's right.
When we are rude or short with someone, we have been rude and hateful to Jesus.
That's good.
When we talk bad about that person, we have hurt the heart of Jesus.
So true.
It's not easy to help a person who is in need, because it requires time. Your time. It requires money sometimes. Sometimes it requires embarrassment. Paul said about Onesiphorus, he wasn't ashamed of my chain. Mm. Paul carried a chain. Mm. Paul had a bad reputation amongst these people. And so to be associated with Paul meant he's risking his life.
That's right.
In fact, some of the people that was associated with Paul did lose their lives.
Yes, sir.
So when we reach out to help somebody who is hurting, it's not easy. Sometimes those people get defensive.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll lash out at you when you're trying to help them back up on their feet.
Yes, sir.
It's not easy. Showing people love sometimes means showing them forgiveness. Mm-hmm. That's not easy either. But when we do, we're showing love to Jesus.
Amen.
You can't go up to God. You can't go up to Jesus and give him a hug. But you can go up to that person who's hurting right next to you and show them love.
That's right.
And in doing so, you're doing that for Jesus.
Mm, that's good.
But the opposite is also true. When you hurt that person with words, you're hurting Jesus.
Amen.
No wonder James says that our tongue is unruly, full of deadly poison. Because many times when we don't get our way, or when we've hurt our feelings, someone has hurt our feelings, something slips out of our mouth. Many times on purpose to lash back out at that person. Sometimes that person lives in our house. When we do that, we're hurting Jesus.
So true.
In Hebrews chapter 4, the Bible says that he is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He feels our pain. He feels their pain that you or I caused.
Right.
Can we hurt Jesus? We can. And I'm afraid we do that a whole lot more often than we think.
Yes, sir.
So my challenge to you tonight is the next time that you have said something out of frustration, maybe even anger, because you didn't get your way or because your feelings got hurt, they may have done something wrong. And then you or I retaliate in a way that we shouldn't. And we hurt them. We're hurting Jesus. Don't hurt Jesus.
No.
Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for your word. And Lord, I'm sorry for the times that I have hurt you by hurting those that you have died for.
Lord,
I pray that you would forgive me. Forgive us for doing that.
Yes.
Lord, help us.
Please.
To strive diligently not to hurt you. Lord, help us to love those people.
Yes, God.
That
yes.
You've put in our path. We thank you for that. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand. Turn to 5-0.